All right. Good evening on WBGB 92.5 FM and streaming online at CMFBroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. We are here for high school girls basketball action on a Thursday evening. I'm Eddie Fury. With me is my play-by-play partner, started during the football season and continues, and he is in his hometown, Brown City. Jeremy Burgess, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Great. Cold day it was. Brown City had school. They're pretty tough. Some schools closed today once again. Three straight days of school closings, or is it four for some of them?
And because Brown City didn't have school on Monday because Martin Luther King Day.
Ah.
So they have an extremely long break.
Okay. So, yeah, Brown City had school, though, and we're worried about the games. I drove on the way here on the side, secondary roads. They're a little bit icy. Some of the main roads are okay, but it's just still freezing cold outside. So, yeah. And we experienced that at our CMI Broadcasting Studios, by the way, with that moment. If you notice, of course, no fault of mine. It got so cold that it shut down some of our transmitters. So, yeah, Nick Lean has been working hard and making sure we're on the air here. 92.5, though, no problem. The Amish are looking after our station very well out there. So, yeah. All right, we're here for high school girls basketball. A big rivalry here. Like I said, we're in your hometown here, Brown City. It's the Brown City Green Devil girls hosting the Sandusky Wolves girls. This is the first meeting between these two teams, I believe, for the regular season so
yes.
far.
Yes, it is. And both teams come in pretty hot on the year,
yeah.
which is good to see.
And right now, I would say Sandusky is still undefeated overall record right now.
Yes, they are 11-0 coming into tonight's game, and Brown City is 8-2.
8-2, and we'll talk about what these teams have done throughout the season. Jeremy will go through some of the scores. He also did his prep better than I did on Brown City. I have my Sandusky prep, so I'll kind of let you handle the Brown City prep when we get to it also as well. We're broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM, and when we come back, we'll talk about both these teams. We'll go through the wins and loss. We got our starting lineup as well, and we'll go through that. And, of course, we'll get to game time here. And I found out, Jeremy, you told me tomorrow we'll be back here for the boys' game as well, Sandusky boys. You know, both teams are having their problems. Harbor Beach is in the stratosphere right now.
Yes.
They do have a loss, but that's against another pretty good team, the Yale Bulldogs. In non-conference league play, they moved up, you know, to a class to play them. And we saw Yale last week in girls and boys, and Crosby-Lexington. That was an entertaining game over there also. Pretty exciting because we had an alarm go off there. So
yeah. It just prolonged our night there.
All right. So before we prolong our talk here, we'll take a quick break here. Thank you to our sponsors. We'll get to our pregame show here. It is a high school girls basketball game. Sandusky Wolf girls undefeated at the 8-2 Brown City Green Devil girls here for high school basketball action on Thursday night. We're streaming online at CMLakeBroadcasting.com here on WBGV 92.5 FM. And it's snow coming, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
That's tomorrow for all that action tomorrow as well. Well, we're going to be back here live on location. All right, we'll be right back here on WBGV.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
I'm Mike Lewiski, Director of Radiology and Thumb MRI for Aspire Rural Health. Thumb MRI, it's a joint venture between Spire and Sure Healthcare.
There's a lot of differences in what they call fixed MRIs versus mobile MRIs.
A fixed unit means that it's stationary. It's not traveling up and down Michigan's bumpy roads. We are able to produce a more quality image. Those mobile units are in a semi-trailer. Space is very limited. If I'm a patient that's claustrophobic, I want to go to a fixed unit where it's in a larger room. You get to listen to music. It kind of distracts you from the actual test. Thumb MRI is the only fixed unit in the thumb.
When people talk about a wide-bore MRI, what are they talking about?
The opening to the actual MRI unit where the table slides in and out. The large-bore MRI is only at thumb MRI. Thumb MRI is doing breast MR. We also do enterography studies, which is like your abdomen-pelvis contrast. We also do prostate MRIs for urologists. Typically, the mobile units don't do prostate or breast MR.
How is it an advantage to come over to the thumb and get that MRI?
Patients have the option to go wherever they want to for testing. We are offering next-day appointments. We just need your order, your prior authorization. We'll get you scheduled. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. You can call 989-912-6634 or visit us at thumbmri.org. Thumb MRI is located on the main campus of Hillsdale's Healthcare in Cass City, right in the heart of the thumb.
Aspire Real Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back here on WPGB 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury along with Jeremy Burgess. High school girls basketball action. The Sandusky Wolf girls at the Brown City Green Devil girls. All right, what do we got for win-loss records?
Okay, Sandusky comes in at 11-0 against the Brown City Green Devils, which is 8-2. We'll go here game by game for Sandusky. They started out against Carroll, a 35-24 winner. Then they played Reese. They beat them 39-21. Go on the road to Vassar, which they picked up a win 48-20. Come home and beat Memphis 51-11. Go on the road to USA, and they come out of there victorious 42-31. Go on the road to Peck, 58-35 winners.
I thought Peck played them pretty tough in that game.
Yes, that was one of their tougher games to start the year there.
Yeah.
And then they go down to Little Caesars Arena and play Deckerville, 38-14. They come out of there with a win.
And you know Libby, the intern, says, I don't want to talk about that game. So.
And then they come back and play Harbor Beach at home, which we covered.
Yeah.
They beat them 32-20. And
if you remember that game, they really handled them throughout the whole game.
Yes.
Just controlled the game. Good ball handling from Sandusky in that game, and really just made it really frustrating in the paint for Harbor Beach to get any shots.
Yeah,
up.
They jumped out 15-3 at the end of the first quarter, and that was pretty much the game, because it was a 12-point game at the end of the game, and that was Harbor Beach could never crawl back in the game. But then after that, they played Flint Southwestern, which they got a win 61-17. And then they played Ubley, and they've got a win 43-21. And then they played last night against a Marlette team, and they come out of there victorious 45-20.
One of the highest scoring games for Sandusky this year. See one of those,
Sandusky is averaging on the year just a hair under 45 points a game and giving up just a hair under 22.
Yeah, because they've been hanging around the 40, like you said, average-wise, but I've seen a lot of 30s, too.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so that's the Sandusky Wolves team, and we already talked about Brown City's records.
No, I did not say the games on that one. Okay. But they played Elkton Pigeon Bayport. They come out of there victorious, 63-37. Played Peck, 42-16 winners there. They go played Vassar to a 41-20 win. They go on the road to Caro, which is their first loss of the year, 42-56. Then they played Otisville Lakeville to a 52-40 win. And then they went down to play at the Skipper Holiday Showcase in St. Clair. They played Carsonville Port Sanilac, and they won that one 29-8. Then right after the new year, they played Mayville to a 49-7 victory.
Wow.
And then they went on the road to play Harbor Beach and lost up in Harbor Beach 17-37.
That was a perplexing game for them, too, you know.
Yes, Coach Burton, before the game, I was talking to her, and she says turnovers were a key up there for them. They had over 30 turnovers in that game alone.
And you did it against, if you do that against any team, they're going to score at least 10 points if they're not that great.
Yeah.
Well, they'll score at least 15 up against a pretty good opponent like Harbor Beach.
Yep. So. And then Brown City goes on the road for a 49-7 win against Memphis. And a 58-25 win against Marlette.
All right, so they've already got plenty of common opponents between these two teams, and their game against Ubley last night was canceled. So for Brown City Girls. Now, Sandusky Girls played last night. You already gave that score. That was last night. And I always say, back-to-back, can that give you some tired legs or not?
In high school, you got to expect these girls can come out and play on a back-to-back night and not be as tired.
Yeah.
So I look for both teams to push the ball and look to run tonight, get out and run as much as they can.
Now, I didn't get a chance to talk to Coach Burton. I tried to, Cindy Burton, beforehand. I did talk to Coach Al DeMott. But I wanted to give a little bit of bulletin board material for the Brown City Lady Green Devils. Now, I did talk to one of their players who gave me the starters. And I do believe I was talking to Harley Leisure, who's one of the top players here for Brown City, and you'll give us that info in just a bit after our next commercial break. But I believe it's been since 2019, the last time that Sandusky lost to Brown City. That's Brown City's last win against Sandusky. That was a 48-43 overtime loss for the Lady Wolves to the Lady Green Devils, 6 years.
Yes.
And you were...
I was a JV coach under Coach Burton here for that one.
Wow. That's a long time. So maybe, Leisure mentioned it to Coach Burton and give him a little bit motivation or to the team also.
Yeah. Yep.
But you mentioned right there, you talked about Coach Burton, you got to limit those turnovers.
Yes.
To stay in this game against Sandusky, because Sandusky will take advantage of those turnovers.
And what you don't want is turnovers for touchdown. Coach Burton always used to call that when I played. Turnovers for touchdowns is a loose ball, a live ball turnover, where they can get a run out and get a score.
Yeah, and we know that Sandusky can do fast breaks. They like to do that. They have the open lane. Otherwise, they like to keep ball control and not take stupid shots either.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
All right, we're going to be right back and talk about the Brown City Green Devils and what they've done. And you have the player numbers here, so we'll talk about that when we come back here on WBGV 92.5.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these now through January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fun Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fun Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fun Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. With Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
All right, welcome back here. Sandusky Wolves, I'll start with them. I'll start with the visiting team. The Sandusky Wolves, like you said, 11-0 overall. They are 4-0 in league play. They're undefeated overall and in league play. 2-1 is Brown City in league play. Harbor Beach 2-1. So Brown City, they want to help themselves. They got a win here tonight. For the Sandusky Wolves, Al DeMott, 44 years in as a head coach. Yeah, he's been here for a while. To date, he has 849 wins, 210 losses. An okay record.
Yeah.
His assistant coaching staff, longtime assistant coach Ray Lee, and Brandon Gibord is here as well. Leading scorers for Sandusky Wolves, Caroline Renke, 109 points and 62 rebounds. I just saw his father in the hallway, too, he was talking about. Grace Gibord, a senior, started as a sophomore, 97 points, 18 assists, 31 steals, 21 rebounds. From what I was gathering, Maggie Kineff, 76 points, 18 steals. Lily Betts, 48 points, and Emma Minard, she's a key. She's remained big on the rebounds.
Yes.
You want to bring up something else here, right?
Yeah, that...
About Sandusky, did you have anything?
No.
So that's what I got right there. Last night, Sandusky Wolves beat Marlette, 45-20, improves to 4-0. And that was last night. Grace Keyboard had 14 points in that game, 4 steals and 3 rebounds and 2 assists. The key thing about all your starters here for Sandusky, they do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
And they don't have that player that really scores 20 points per game.
Nope, they have a combined unit. You don't know which one of the starters or whoever it is coming off the bench that could score 10, 15 points for you on any given night.
Caroline Renke last night with 10 points, 8 rebounds, 8 steals and 4 assists. Those are pretty good numbers overall. Brooke Wendelane had 8 points. Emma Minard, 4 points, 5 rebounds. And Maggie Kineff, 3 points, 3 steals. Riley Moore had 5 rebounds in their win over Marlette. Now, they played Flint Southwestern, had a really good game there with a win themselves. It was a non-conference game, 61-71. I think that's the most points they scored in the season thus far in that game. Sophomore Riley Moore had the best game of the season so far, 13 points, 7 rebounds for Sandusky in that game. Grace Keyboard, 10 points, 2 blocks. Caroline Renke had 8 points. Grace Keyboard has always been the focus of this team, but she seems to be averaging around that 10-point mark throughout the season. She has about over 97, as I said earlier, as well.
And she takes on the best offensive player of the other team on most nights and says, "Coach, put me in. I'll guard her."
Yeah, on defense especially.
Yes.
So, all right, when we come back, you got the numbers for the Brown City Green Devil girls here. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 2025, the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
It's nice to know that there's a place you can go for your favorite hot eats and cool treats at a price that won't break your budget. It's the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Right now, you can take advantage of the DQ's great $7 meal deals. Get the DQ's original cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and small sundae for just $7. Or a three-piece chicken strip basket, fries, soft drink, and small sundae, also $7. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. Call 810-648-3301. Order the DQ cake today.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, welcome back. Here is Jeremy Burgess. He's got the Brown City Green Devil numbers. They are 8-2 overall. And Cindy Burton in her 19th season as head coach for the Brown City Green Devils.
Yeah, so coming in for the Brown City Green Devils, their player to watch is Harley Leisure. She is pretty much their do-it-all player. She scores points, rebounds, does all the dirty work. She comes in averaging just under 19 points a game. She's had four games where she scored over 20 points. And in her, the other players on the team are to look, watch out for are seniors, Olivia Parr and Kira Beamer for the Green Devils. They average right around that 5 points a mark, 5 point mark. And either one of them, they've both had games scoring in the double figures, so they can shoot the ball from outside if they get their feet set and get that good look.
251 wins to date and 149 losses for Coach Cindy Burton. She does have a couple league titles under her belt, but you were telling me something really cool here. One of my favorite players in high school of all time, Kristen Green.
Yes.
She went to SVSU, I believe.
Yep.
Graduated, I think, in the nursing medical field.
Yep.
One of the all-time legendary players here at Brown City, bar none. But she's related to one of these players on this team, and who is that?
Harley Leisure.
There you go, your top player for the Brown City Lady Green Devils. So I'm sure, hopefully, she picked up a few tips. So if you're listening, Kristen Green out there, somewhere out there, and how are they related, do you know?
Cousins,
all right. I got a lot of cousins here right now, as it is. You got your brother and sister here, and you are
and my mom, and yep, everybody's here tonight.
All right, we'll come back here for basketball action here on WBGB 92.5.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you. Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff. And we're going to toot our own horn.
It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM. They have already done the national anthem, and they're going to go through the starting lineup. And Jeremy, I'll let you repeat whatever they're saying for the starting lineups
Okay.
For tonight's game.
the starting lineups for the Sandusky Wolves. Number one, a junior, Maggie Kineth. Number 11, a senior, Emma Minard. Number 22, a senior, Lily Betts. And number 23, a sophomore, Caroline Rinke. And a number 30, a senior, Grace Giebord. The Sandusky Wolves are coached by Al DeMott. And the starting lineups for the Brown City Green Devils is a senior, number 2, Kara Beamer. A senior, number 3, Olivia Parr. Number 4, a junior, Chloe Hayes. A junior, number 10, Harley Leisure. And a sophomore, number 15, Taryn Jacobs.
All right.
It's going to get loud here. What's really cool is they have the gym all in green with the Green Devil face underneath the scoreboard. And it's dark here. They have a green light on the center court here. Very cool. Yeah.
Give a lot of credit to the Brown City building and ground staff here for what they do to this facility to make it look what it is today.
Yeah, whose idea was this?
I think it was my brother Eric and Ron, and they approached Cindy with it and the athletic director and Neil, and they says, go for it.
Yeah, I think that just obviously kind of motivates the team a little bit here. So, yeah, so what we're seeing right now, folks, to describe you, as they introduce their starting lineups, you already went through the starting lineup, but there's a green light, LED light, that shines on the basketball court. And looking to the north end of the gym, you see the Green Devil face, and it's lit up with the light underneath the skimboard shining on that. And it's all dark here in the gym right now as they're introducing the players. So, very cool. You got to have about 1, 2, 3 different tech crew members to do this and make it happen. And the lights come back on. So, very cool introduction there. And, again, that's pretty cool how they do that to motivate players.
Yep. It's something different that you don't see at many high schools around the area.
Kind of felt like I was at Little Caesars Arena, but you were just there not too long ago, you and the family, right?
Yep. Went down there and seen the Pistons, and they won that night. They've started that hot streak.
That's right. Yeah. So I will give credit to the Burgess to the Burgess family for pulling that off. It was actually your girlfriend who pulled that off,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
Here in Van Halen would jump as we get ready for jump ball at center court. BM and Minard at center court with number 10, Harley Leisure, who I was just talking to earlier in the evening. Jump ball is brought up and picked up by Grace Giebord as Sandusky is moving from left to right on your radio dial and streaming online at stanlakebroadcasting.com on WBGB 92.5. Long 3-point shot attempt. Good! Just like that. Grace Giebord at the 7:45 mark scores the first points, and that was a big one, 3-0. Took it from the top of the point. Sandusky leads 3-0. Brown City with the ball. Hitting the paint. Throws a shot up. Last touch by Sandusky. With a shot attempt was by number 3, Olivia Parr.
Giebord's one of them players that you just can't go under the screen on that, and she will make you pay like she just did.
From the baseline, bounce pass, and driving the basket with Harley Leisure. I like that even though she missed it.
Yes.
Attack that glass after the inbounds pass. Rebound defensively by Sandusky. Giebord loses the ball off her foot. Looked like she might have had a shot down the left lane, but saved and picked up by Caroline Reinke. Driving for the left wing to the glass. Makes a shot for two and fouled. Caroline Reinke with a shot, 5-0, going for the 3-point play, I believe.
The foul is on number 15, Taryn Jacobs, for the Green Devils. That will put number 23, Reinke, at the line for the and one. Off the rim, rebounded by Jacobs.
That is a free throw miss for Sandusky. Rebounded by Brown City. Over to the left corner. Chloe Hayes, pass over to Leisure to the left side. The number 15, Taryn Jacobson, driving the basket down the right lane. First points by Brown City. Good to see there. It's 5-2. Harley Leisure with the shot. 6:47 to go, and driving to the basket to answer right back. Emma Minard, number 11 for Sandusky, left side of the glass, drove to it, did a one-hand, one-arm shot there. It is 7-2. Three different players have scored for Sandusky. Or is it four? No, three.
Three, yep.
Again, we're talking about how spread out they take the shots there. Number two with the ball swings it over to Leisure. Leisure to the left low block to number four. Pitches it back up for a three-point shot from the left corner. Good look at it. Rebound almost brought down by Brown City. And that was a shot attempt by number two.
Beamer on that shot attempt there.
How do you say your first name?
Kara.
Kara?
Kara.
Okay.
Yep.
Parr will throw it out from the right sideline. Inbounds. Up top near the timeline. To Beamer. And Beamer... pass over to Hayes. To the high post, to the paint. Triple team, but a smart job there by Leisure. Didn't have a shot and bounce pass over, even though she missed it, to Hayes. Rebounded by Sandusky. Maggie Kineff with it. Over to Caroline Reinke. All these players I saw last year in the playoffs in the regular season. Reinke will hold up. Takes a shot. Hook shot. Turnaround jumper. Just on the middle left lane on the line there for two. 9-2 here for the Sandusky Wolves. And rebound after the miss were taken away by Sandusky from Brown City. Driving the basket was Reinke with a shot attempt. And tries to tip it back in after didn't really grab the rebound, but kind of punched it back up.
Sandusky's doing an excellent job. Every time Leisure gets the ball in the paint, there's two, three defenders coming at her from all different directions.
And she smartly knows just somebody going to be open on the outside. So she did that last time. Just didn't make the shot.
Yep, and it comes down to keys for Brown City here, making them open shots when they get the opportunity.
Hands it off to number 15, Taryn Jacobs. It'll be a jump ball in favor of Brown City. From the baseline, after the jump ball, Brown City possession. 9-2, 7-point lead here for Sandusky. Brown City to throw it in, Olivia Parr. Oh, nice play there, but just kind of out of reach for her to kind of adjust, and that really brought in two Sandusky defenders there at the right low block real quick.
Yes, and the foul is on Sandusky, number 23. That will be Caroline Reinke. That is her first, team first, of this first quarter.
So it'll be Brown City ball still from the right side of the glass from the baseline to throw it in, Parr. And way up top. Jacob swings it over to number two, Beamer. To a three-point shot by Leisure. Misses that one. Rebound by Caroline Reinke. And she'll dribble down for Sandusky. With possession. Over to the right side, number 22. And it's Lily Betts. The minor to Kiner for three. Swish from the top of the point. Timeout called by Cindy Burton of Brown City. We'll be right back. It is 12-2, 10-point lead by Sandusky.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohlers.
Welcome back here on WBGB 92.5 FM, 12-2 timeout call by Brown City. Try to maybe put a little bit of ice on this hot Sandusky Wolves team making those shots. A three-point shot was made by Kineff. As Brown City opens up a possession after calling a timeout. Parr with it at the right corner. Tries to get it into Leisure. Stolen away by Grace Keyboard. She goes around the right lane. Up for a layup for two. 14-2. 12-point lead.
Keyboard got the steal there and went coast to coast for a layup. Nobody from Brown City stepped in to stop her.
Three-point shot by Leisure. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Miner with the rebound for Sandusky. And that was from the right wing area. At the high post, Reinke. Jump ball. As there was a little bit of a triple team there at the free throw line for Brown City surrounding Reinke. Substitution. First substitution of the game, I do believe.
Yes. That is number... let me see. That's a Woodall for the Green Devils coming in.
Inbounds pass from the baseline. Up top. Kynan for three, hits the side of the rim from the top of the point. Goes out of bounds. Kind of like a minor box out there by Brown City. And from the far side, inbounds pass to Olivia Parr for number 15, Taryn Jacobs. Parr with it at the point, look away pass to the left side to Chloe Hayes. Back to Parr at the high post. Leisure goes to the high post, free throw line. Pitches it up to number three. That's Parr for three. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Caroline Reinke. Good look at it. Just overshot it just a bit. Hit the rim, though. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. Grace Keeper was looking at the three. She'll drive to the basket. Loses the ball. Picked up and saved by Kynan for Sandusky.
As a coach, you're saying we have to have them 50-50 balls, and everything right now is coming up Sandusky's way.
Yeah, for the offensive rebound.
Yes.
Driving the basket, there's Gibord, lays it up, knocks a shot down, is fouled. As she went to the paint, then went up to the right side and got fouled and still finished the play for two. She's having a good first quarter right now.
That is, the foul on the Green Devils is on Jacobs. That's her second, team second. That will bring a substitution in for the Green Devils. That will be Maddie Thorley replacing Jacobs there. Gibord shoots the free throw, makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play.
17-2, 3:15 to go. And Brown City driving to basket. Leisure double, triple team, and a travel called.
Right now, it looks like Leisure's just trying to force things here to get the Green Devils on the board. They just got to calm down, let things come to them here, and not force it. Because yeah, Sandusky's such a good defensive team.
She traveled just before a potential foul there. So Sandusky ball after the turnover and travel. Cross-court pass. Those are very dangerous, but they successfully did that one. Reinke with the ball now at the right wing. Over to Miner to the left side, to the left corner, Maggie Kynan. She'll come up top. Bounce pass to the other side, right side. The Miner now with possession. Back to Gibord to the high post. Paint pitches it away and was looking for Lily Betts. Betts was not expecting it, and it goes out of bounds. Almost hits smack right in the center face of Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News, taking pictures on the floor.
Green Devils call another 30-second timeout here for the Green Devils.
We'll be right back.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Welcome back. 30-second timeout by Brown City Green Devil girls. They are down by 15. 17-2 is your score. 2:34 to go in the first quarter. Olivia Parr, the inbounds pass from number 32, Maddie Thorley. She is a fifth quarter player, by the way.
Yes.
Leisure and a triple team takes a shot. And she's upset because nobody went for the rebound putback attempt.
Yes.
And that was something that I saw in the Marlette game, in the last game that Brown City played. Long shot for three. Off the mark, goes out of bounds. That attempt by Grace Gibord from the left wing. She had a look at it. She took it.
Yeah. And that's one thing Brown City's got to do here to get back in this game. They've got to crash the boards hard on the offensive glass. They've got to send four, maybe five girls to the boards because you've got to think every shot will be a miss to anticipate that rebound.
And get that second chance points.
Yes.
Brown City with it. Thorley pitches it out to Leisure. Leisure down the baseline. Long pass to the left corner. Olivia Parr. She was going to go for a three. She's being defended by Grace Gibord. Reach in foul on Sandusky.
The foul is on Maggie Kynan. That will be her first, team second.
1:47 on the clock here in the first quarter. Olivia Parr to throw it out from the right sideline. For Brown City, DeLeisure at the top of the point. Pass over to the right side to Chloe Hayes. Hayes will pitch it into the middle of the paint. Parr has it. She is triple team and pitches it back out. Long shot for two. Gets the glass, no good by number 30, Lila Woodall. Rebound, Sandusky in the middle of the paint. One-handed floater by Caroline Reinke. They knock it down. It is 19-2. On fire here.
all three of Caroline Rinke's shots. She's cleared the defensive rebound and took it the full length of the court for the shot. The shot by Maddie Thorley is up and good for the Green Devils.
Ends the drought.
Score is now 19-4. Sandusky on top.
Sandusky ball, keyboard to Miner to the right side to Caroline Rinke. Whistle was called. Is it a foul offensively?
Offensive foul on number 22, Lily Betts. Team third, her first.
I don't think she liked how she was being grabbed or kind of, you know, shoved around there by the defender. I won't say who.
Yeah.
Under a minute to go here. 19-4, 15-point lead. Olivia Pard over to Leisure. Leisure to the right corner. Bounce pass back to Leisure in the paint. Lays it up, and she got called and caught for the travel again. Maybe he's just sliding a little bit too much on her back pivot foot.
Yeah.
She was triple teamed. She's trying to take the shot, so.
Coach DeMont's calling for a one shot here. Just walk it up and see what we can get here.
That's right. Forgot to look at the clock. 19-4, 15-point lead for Sandusky. They'll try to, like Jeremy said, what about either a minute or 45 seconds is where they kind of pass the ball around the perimeter. Lily Betts with it. She'll hand it off the keyboard. They do this quite well and effectively when it comes to the playoffs, too.
Yeah.
So this is practice.
Yep.
But this is what they do usually at the end of a quarter. Rinke with it. Gets a pick by Lily Betts. Out to the right corner. Kind of for three. Hits the rim. No good. Ball saved by Giebord. Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Last second shot for three. No good by Rinke. And they almost two good looks at it. But it's 19-4 at the end of the first quarter. Sandusky Wolves, girls leading. Brown City Green Devils will be right back here on WBGV 92.5.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fund Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fund Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fund Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back here on WBGB. 19-4 is your score at the end of the first period. It is the Sandusky Wolf Girls leading the Brown City Green Devils. Really frustrating Brown City in the paint there. I mean, I like how they're attacking the glass, but they got to get those offensive rebounds for a second chance points. Sandusky out-rebounding them by far in this game.
And what Brown City's going to have to do is when Harley Leisure drives, it's going to leave a couple girls open. They've got to step up in, with confidence and knock them shots down because they will get open looks.
Starting off the second period, Brown City will open up a possession. Leisure in the paint at the elbow over to the right side. Left side, nice move there. Got to be quicker with the ball handling there. But number 20 knocks it in after not taking a shot smartly. Skylar Vincent?
Yes.
First point scored, and that's Brown City. It's 19-6 here in the third, or second period. So a nice play there.
And that much better ball movement on that one. It went side to side. It didn't stay on one side of the floor.
I was watching Hoosier basketball there. Turnaround jumper in the middle of the paint with the hook shot. Lily Betts gets her first points of the game, I believe.
Yes, it is.
21-6. Who was the assist? Was that Giebord?
Yes, that was Giebord on the assist.
Travel called on Brown City. They turn the ball over, and it'll be right back to Sandusky. Kind of to throw it in from the baseline. 6:55 to go. 21-6 is your score. Sandusky leading Brown City. With the dribble. Caroline Rinke. Rinke over to the right to Lily Betts. Up top to Miner, to Kineff, to Rinke in the left corner down the baseline. Bounce pass, but stolen away by Leisure. Fast break attempt here. Olivia Parr will hold up, takes a long shot. Ball was deflected and picked up by Giebord. And Giebord has it. She falls to the floor. Picked up and saved by Rinke. Rinke to the left side and try to get a fast break play there to Minard or Kynef, and it goes out of bounds. So that was a quick succession of craziness. No full court pressure here. What's the defense you think Sandusky's been using?
It looks like a just a man-to-man defense here that they're going. And when Brown City gets the ball in the paint, they're just swarming. Their help side defense, they're all over.
So a hybrid where they triple team the middle of the paint, especially when Leisure comes to it.
Yeah.
Driving the basket, left lane, look at that one. Number four, Chloe Hayes. Down the left lane, takes it for two. It's 21-8. Sandusky ball, long shot by Lily Betts. Right corner for two, good. Four straight points for Betts, I believe.
Yes.
23-8, Sandusky, big lead here. Brown City ball. Up top to number two, the dribble, Beamer. Over to Hayes, who made the last points for Brown City. Taking a shot for three. Hits the back of the glass, no good by number 20, Skylar Vincent. And rebound, Sandusky. Kynef to Renke. Renke drives to the paint, bounce pass right corner, Lindley Betts, sweet spot. Almost, but no. She wanted that one. Leisure with a rebound. Fast break over here. Back to Leisure. Double team. She drives and makes a nice move.
Good move.
The right foot block around Betts.
I love the give and go there by Beamer to Leisure.
4:55. That takes practice.
Yeah.
At practice to make that work. It's a good play there in the fast break. Play set up there. Leisure with those 2 points, 23-10. Sandusky did with a 13-point lead. Chip away. That's all you got to do. Goes out of bounds. It looked like Ricky last touch it, but maybe she pulled her hand away. Knocked out of bounds by Brown City. 4:37 to go. It's 23-10. Sandusky with the lead. Renke, right side of the glass from the baseline. In the minor, back to Renke. Caroline over to the elbow. To Gibord on the left side, three-point range. She'll go to the point. Pass over to Maggie Kynef in the right wing. Down the left lane, drives to the basket for two. No good by Renke. Had an open lane. Leisure, fast break over to number four. Drives to the basket for two. Yes! Leisure to Chloe Hayes for two. It is 23-12.
That was one of Brown City's keys to the game there, is to be able to get out and run in on the transition offense and get easy baskets.
Down to 4 minutes and counting here in the second period. Sandusky possession, they're leading by 11 now, 23-12. Kynef, bounce pass over to Betts, back to the high post to the point. There, Grace Gibord, Gibord down the left lane, and a reach-in foul there.
The foul on the Green Devils, number four, Chloe Hayes. That is the team's first, her first.
So non-shooting foul from the left side of the glass, baseline, Renke to throw it in, bounce pass at the left low block, back to Gibord. Gibord pitches it out the Betts, right corner for two, does not roll in, rebound pulled down by Thorley. Fast break play attempt and just overthrows number two. Oh, that was actually Skylar Vincent over to Beamer, looking for her. Skylar Vincent just overthrew number two, and it'll be Sandusky ball. She's just trying to get that fast break again. Renke over to Minard. The Gibord and reach in steal there. Nice steal by Chloe Hayes. One on two. She holds up left side for two. Beamer no good, and Sandusky picks up the rebound defensively. Renke to the point for Sandusky. Pass over to Minard. Gibord at the left corner to Lily Betts at the point. Renke at the right low block. Spin move, hook shot for two, no good. Rebound, Leisure. Leisure looking up ahead for a fast break again. Loose ball picked up and taken away by Gibord because of the poor ball handling there.
Yeah, Gibord's got to have about five steals tonight already. She's been all over the floor.
And we have a timeout called, and I think
Sandusky calls a 30-second timeout here.
I think you can see they were getting gassed there, so we'll be right back. It is 23-12. Sandusky with the lead. We'll be right back.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these after January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Coming out of the timeout, Sandusky ball. Kanye Pavitt at the right wing, up top to Gibord. Sandusky leading 23-12 in the second period. Driving to the basket, left side, Ranky, no good. Rebound picked up by Chloe Hayes. She'll come up with a dribble, looking for Leisure at the right corner, three-point range. Three-point shot attempt. Hits the tip of the rim. Loose ball by Carr. She'll hang on to it. And the shot was taken to the right wing by number two, no good, but timeout called to prevent that travel.
Yes.
We'll be right back. It is 23-12 on WBGB.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Missed shot by Brown City, and Sandusky takes it down the floor. A couple shot attempts by Sandusky, no good. And answering right back after the rebound, Hurley Leisure takes a shot from the right wing for three, and it's 23-15. Brown City trying to come back in this game, and a three-point shot by Leisure. 1:20 to go in the first half. Sandusky with the lead, 23-15. Sandusky with the ball, Betts with it. Over to the left corner to Caroline Rinke. Over to Grace Gibord at the left wing. Over to number 12 in the game here for Sandusky. And it's Brooke Wendling. Over to Rinke. Rinke takes a floater shot for two, no good. Rebound. Much better rebounding with the three players attacking the glass this time for Brown City in the last couple minutes. Over to the right corner to Brown City. Oh, she was looking, but she taken away. Ball is knocked loose by Sandusky. It was intercepted by Gibord, and then Wendling picked it up for the steal. They had a chance there underneath the basket.
Yeah.
Brown City did, and it's a steal for Sandusky. Down to 35 seconds here in the first half. Rinke.
Brown City sort of put a little bit of pressure on Sandusky here, crawling back into this game here.
Rinke up top the Grace Gibord, down to 25 seconds left in the first half. They lead 23-15. Brown City crawling their way back here. Brooke Wendling with the dribble. Down to 10 seconds now. Rinke with it. She'll go down the left lane. Moves in. And we have a foul. I thought Brown City was already set in their spot there, but apparently a foul.
The foul is on number three, Olivia Parr. That is her first, team second, I believe. That will be Sandusky's ball on the baseline, out of bounds.
7 seconds to go here in the second period of the half. Up top to, oh, almost, I think Got a wave of a mini travel there. Stolen away by Parr. Throws it up against the glass. No, it misses the glass. But a good steal in preventing Sandusky from not scoring. I think Coach Burton liked that play by Olivia.
Yeah, that was a good defensive stand there for the Brown City Green Devils. The last 45 seconds playing defense there. Come up with a big stand.
All right. 23-15. Your first half score. Sandusky Wolves leading the Brown City Green Devil girls. We'll be right back. We'll take a commercial break. And also our MHSAA this week in high school sports, something I forgot to play. We'll play that at the halftime as well. And our commercial break and our halftime stats here on WBGB 92.5. It is 23-15, Sandusky leading Brown City in high school girls basketball action.
It's nice to know that there's a place you can go for your favorite hot eats and cool treats at a price that won't break your budget. It's the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Right now, you can take advantage of the DQ's great $7 meal deals. Get the DQ's original cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and small sundae for just $7. Or a three-piece chicken strip basket, fries, soft drink, and small sundae, also $7. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. Call 810-648-3301. Order the DQ cake today.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
McKenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month, or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month, $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
An MHSAA staff member is headed to the Hall of Fame, and the very first WNBA draft featured one of Michigan's best. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. District play for girls basketball opens on March 3rd, and never has the excitement around women's basketball been as high as it is now. Both Michigan State and Michigan have been ranked this season, and of course, Caitlin Clark and Angela Reese have taken the WNBA to new heights. Did you know the WNBA started in 1997, and the first player drafted in the very first WNBA draft, called the WNBA Elite Draft, was Dina Head, who played at Salem High School. Head led the Rocks to a Class A semifinal appearance in 1987 and was named Miss Basketball by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan that year. She averaged an impressive 27 points per game as a senior and is one of 33 girls in Michigan all time to score more than 2,000 points in her career. After high school, Head won two NCAA championships playing at Tennessee for legendary coach Pat Summitt and was the SEC Player of the Year as a senior. She won a gold medal at the World University Games and played professionally for seven seasons before being drafted by the WNBA's Utah Stars. Head spent 3 years in the WNBA, reaching the postseason with the Phoenix Mercury in 2000. In 2016, Head was inducted into the Salem Wall of Champions. For more on Dina Head and to see our weekly Famous Faces feature that's part of our MHSAA 100 coverage, check us out online at MHSAA.com or follow us on social media. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Sanford Meridian's Halen McLaughlin. She poured in a school record 38 points and a conference win over Beaverton. East Lansing junior KJ Torbert, he won over 1,000 career points in a double overtime victory over Okemos. And to Wyandotte Roosevelt goalie Evan Kelly, he had 47, yes, 47 saves and a 3-1 win over Gibraltar Carlson.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, if you are attempting to take a charge, do you have to be stationary? Can a defender draw a charge while sliding his or her feet? A defensive player does not need to be stationary in order to draw a charge. Once a defender has established legal guarding position, which is when the defensive player has both feet on the floor and is facing the opponent, the defender can move laterally or obliquely to maintain that position, even if it means having one or both feet off the floor when contact occurs with the offensive player. In a block or charge situation, many fans like to say it's a block because the defender was moving, but that's not always the case. A defender can draw a charge while in motion.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. One of the very best officials in the state is the MHSAA's Director of Officials, Sam Davis. And his contributions to the sport of wrestling have earned him a spot in the Michigan chapter of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. Davis will be inducted in May at a ceremony in Ann Arbor. A high school wrestler at Lansing Eastern, Davis helped the Quakers to a Class A team title in 1968, and he won an individual championship as a senior in 1969. He won state judo championships in the early 80s and has officiated wrestling for 45 years. Davis was awarded the Vern Norris Award in 2015 for his vast contributions to officiating, and he joined the MHSAA staff 2 years later in 2017, where he now directs the officials department and the 9,000 registered officials in the state. Davis spent 32 years with the Lansing School District, teaching, coaching, and as an assistant principal, and he spent another 11 years with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office, retiring as a major. To read more about Sam, the longtime president of the Lansing Wrestling Officials Association, head to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Tired of dealing with outdated devices? Make 2025 the year you upgrade to a better experience with the AVS Tech Team. It's time to refresh your tech and step into the future. Right now, when you buy a new PC from the AVS Tech Team, you get to choose your reward. Take 15% off the computer's price, or get a free on-site support visit to use in the future, or enjoy one free hour of labor for future tech needs. The choice is yours. Looking for something truly unique? Build your perfect match with a custom-built computer and take 20% off your purchase. And don't forget about your network. With our New Year New Network promo, you'll save 15% on select network equipment when you let the tech team handle the installation. Visit one of the AVS Tech Team's convenient locations in Pigeon or Sandusky, or call 888-282-4943 for more details. But hurry, these offers are only good through March 31st, 2025, so don't miss out. Terms and conditions apply. Let the AVS Tech Team refresh your tech today.
All right, welcome back. Here are our halftime stat report. Thank you to the MHSA This Week in High School Sports. Sandusky leading 23-15. Here's Jeremy Burgess.
Okay, for the Brown City Green Devils, with 4 points is number four, Chloe Hayes. Leading the Green Devils and scoring with seven is Harley Leisure. And then you've got Maddie Thorley with two and Skylar Vincent with two. for a total of 15 points. For the Sandusky Wolves, you have got, let's see, Maggie Kineth with 3, Emma Minard with 2, Lily Betts with 4, Caroline Rinke with 6, and Grace Giebord with 8 for a total of 23 points.
All right, and I do like the play by Brown City. Really started to come together in the late second period. At one point, folks, it was 19-2, Sandusky leading with 1:20 to go in the game, and they slowly chipped away here. Brown City did. It's 23-15 as we get ready here to start the third. But there were 6 potential points they could have and should have had, and it would be a different 23-21 game right now.
Yes. Just Brown City's got to take care of that ball when they get the ball in the paint.
All right, as we open it up, Sandusky opens up the third period. Grace Giebord with it. Pitches over to Lily Betts. She's double-teamed on left low block. Good defense, but pitches it out for a 3 by Minard. And picked up with a loose ball as number 2 Beamer throws it over to Leisure. Leisure to Parr at the right corner. She's got to take that shot there, Jeremy.
Yes.
Open look there. Take it quick. Don't be so timid.
Have that confidence. Step into that shot and just knock it down.
And I could tell Leisure's going to be ready underneath the glass there for the rebound. Just in case, maybe to get it put back. Parr with it. Look away pass to Chloe Hayes into the paint. Number 15, and it is deflected and taken away by Sandusky. Oh, and a little bit of frustration wanted it ball back.
Yes, a frustration foul there on the young Green Devil. The foul is on Taryn Jacobs. That's her 3rd. You can tell that was just a frustration foul from a young player.
She looks pretty good size.
Yeah.
You know, nice length, you could say. And she's a sophomore, as you mentioned. Sandusky ball after that foul. Minard with it. Drives in paint. Whistle's called and she was fouled.
Foul on the floor. The foul is on number 3 for the Green Devils, Olivia Parr. That is her 2nd, I believe. Team 2nd.
From the baseline. Right side of the glass. Rankin to throw it in. Over to Minard and crosses the timeline. You can do that. And she crosses it back. Over to Rinke, to the left corner to Maggie Kineth. Kineth over to Rinke, to the high post of Lily Betts, to Minard at the right wing. Looking, and she'll dribble to the high post. Throws over to Betts inside the left wing. And the Giebord. Every player has touched the ball now. Maggie Kineth over to Minard at the right corner. To Lily Betts. Betts gets a pick set, but man, look how Brown City closed it up on the elbow there to prevent her from going down the lane. Maggie Kineth with it.
Brown City is making Sandusky work here on the offensive end.
I like how they're closing the lanes, really making it very difficult to attack the glass. And it'll be Grace Giebord. She gets a pick, pitches it back to Rinke. Rinke double team at the left low block.
The foul on the Green Devils, number 2, Kara Beamer.
I don't know about that, but she was kind of incidental contact. She wasn't even facing the player. It was just her back she kind of ran into.
Yeah.
And I think she was already set there. So, honey, that's just me.
That's right. That's the team's 3rd of the 3rd quarter here.
6 minutes to go here in the 3rd, as you said. 23-15. Giebord with the ball at the left corner. Over to Minard. Back to Kineth. Rinke with it. Almost went out of reach, but she was able to snatch it away in the paint. Lily Betts double team. Takes a shot for 2. No good. And that double team defense in the paint. Effective. Leisure with the ball. She'll hold up. Drives in a basket up for 2. Layup. Yes. First point scored. It is 23-17. Brown City. Leisure with a shot. She got the rebound and drove it all the way to the basket. Sandusky with the ball. Grace Giebord left corner. Moves her way around the perimeter. Pitches over to Maggie Kineth.
Brown City sort of changed up their defense here in the second half. They went to switching all ball screens against the Wolves here. Letting them turn the corner and drive after a ball screen.
They are trying to seal off the lane to the elbows down to the low blocks. Long shot for 2. Misses, goes out of bounds, and it will be Brown City ball. They didn't chase it. They just kind of, you know, built a Green Devil wall there.
The Green Devils here just chipping away at this lead of the Sandusky Wolves.
23-17, Olivia Parr. Pass over to number 4, Chloe Hayes. Bounce back to Parr. Par over to Leisure. Almost lost it. Over to Hayes. Hayes over to the right side. Sue Beamer to the right corner. To Taryn Jacobs. Back to Olivia Parr. Parr takes a shot for three. Yes! Right wing for three. It is 23-20. Parr with the three-point shot.
And that's one thing Coach Burton and I talked about before the game is we've got a tie-up on the floor. The ball goes over to Brown City.
4:14 to go here in the third.
Coach DeMott's calling a timeout here to stem this momentum from the Green Devils.
We'll come back with Jeremy with his points, but it's 23-20, 4:14 to go in the third. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Coming out of the timeout, called by Sandusky. It's Brown City ball over to the right corner. Bounce pass to the right, LeBlanc. Parr with it, double team into the middle. And we have another jump ball. And it will be Sandusky after Brown City had the jump ball. Oh, that's where you just got to go in and take a quick shot.
Yeah.
You know, don't hang on to it.
No, if you've got that open shot, you've got to be ready to catch it and shoot right in one motion. And that's what Coach Burton and I talked about before the game is a couple of these Brown City shooters, they can get hot and get streaky and not two, three shots down in a row. So let's see if that three-pointer by Parr, if that sets her on fire here.
It is 23-20. Slips and falls. Reinke saved by Sandusky, though, with the loose ball. Minard with it. She'll drive to the glass. Up for two. No good. Put back a tip. Good. And Sandusky ends their drought. Reinke to the right side of the glass and is fouled.
The foul on the Green Devils, number 10, Harley Leisure. That is the team's fourth, her first. The basket was good by Reinke. That'll send her to the line for a old-fashioned three-point play here. Let's see if she can connect.
3:37 to go here in the third.
Free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Parr. As she takes it into the front court here.
25-20. She was almost looking at it there at the point. Leisure with it at the top of the point. Three-point range. Over to number 32 in the game, Mady Thorley, a sophomore. A couple sophomores on the floor here for Brown City. Long shot for three. Oh, it had a chance. Hits the rim. No good by number 2, Kira Beamer. Rebound by Sandusky. That's Emma Miner with the rebound. Miner with the ball back from Reinke. The gray ski board. She'll pass it over to Kina from the right corner. Back to Miner. To Reinke around the perimeter. Maggie Kinep with it. Up top to Lily Betts. Betts finds Minard at the left low block. To the elbow, right side block to Gray Skiboard. Leisure quickly gets on defense over there. Over to Reinke, the Minard around the perimeter. They're trying to find a shot low on the block there or in the lane.
Brown City's playing a good job of packing that in and not letting that cutter coming across the lane get free.
And it'll be over to Kynef. Over to Lily Betts. She had an open look, and she almost took it. She's at the high post. Keyboard with it. She'll drive underneath the basket for a layup for two. No good. He draws a foul. And grimaces underneath.
The foul is on number 10, Harley Leisure. Her second, team fifth. So the last 2 minutes and 19 seconds, any foul that Green Devils commit, Sandusky will go to line to shoot the free throws.
All right. And no fouls on Sandusky.
Grace Giebord goes to the line. She makes her first.
Two possession lead now at one point, 23-20. Now it's 26-20.
Giebord at the line shooting her second free throw. It is up and good. The score is Sandusky 27, Brown City 20. Parr brings the ball into the front court, passes over to Hayes on the left wing, back to Parr, into Thorley, and she traveled.
Pull that pivot foot again. I think a couple of these Brown City players are pulling that foot and letting it drag a little bit too long.
Just getting a little too ahead of themselves.
Yes. Reinke over to Minard. So that's good possession up top to kind of under 2 minutes to go. It's 27-20. 7-point lead, 3-possession lead here for Sandusky. It was 23-20. Lily Betts over to Reinke, the right corner. Still dribbling around the perimeter. Over to Betts, back to Kynef on the left side, up top to Gray Skiboard. Passes it over to Lily Betts on the right side. She'll move in with the dribble and passes it over to Reinke, right corner, 3-point range. She'll try to move in, but look how they're sealing it at. Paint off as much as they can. Reinke trying to squeeze in there. Finds Betts underneath. Shot is called off. She is fouled, taking the shot from the left low block.
The foul will be on number four, Chloe Hayes. That is the team's sixth foul and her second. That will send
Lily Betts.
Betts to the line for two for the Wolves.
All right. And like you said, already five plus fouls.
The first shot is up and no good for Betts. Betts lines up the second shot. It is up and good. The score is 28-20. A minute and 20 left in the third quarter. Sandusky on top. Hayes on the left wing with the ball. Passes up to Parr on the point. Gets it into Leisure, she is fouled. The foul is on number 22, Lily Betts, on the inside.
Sandusky finally have a foul on the plate here in the third with 1:09 to go.
Green Devils ball on the baseline. Parr with the ball on the right wing. Passes it off to Leisure in the corner. Her shot is up and good. 3-point shot by Leisure. The score is 23-28, Sandusky on top.
55 seconds and counting to go there. Her second three of the game, I believe.
Gibord with the ball on the left wing. Back up to Betts on top. Over to Kynef on the right wing. Reinke in the far right wing. Back up to Minard on the top. Over to Kynef. Gibord with the ball. She dribbles up to the point for the Wolves. Coach DeMont calling out one shot here for the Wolves. Gibord over to Minard on the right wing.
Down to 25 seconds.
Back to Gibord. Gibord dribbles over to the left side. Hand off to Reinke. Reinke picks the ball up, gives it to Gibord. Gibord dribbling the ball up top with 10 seconds left on the clock. Gibord dribbling over to the left. She puts a shot up and gets fouled.
6 seconds to go here. Olivia Parr might have gotten that foul.
Sends Gibord to the line for two. The foul is on number three, Olivia Parr for the Green Devils. That is just killer for the Green Devils. You play great defense for 45 seconds.
Sydney Burton have a nice little discussion.
The first free throw up by Gibord is no good.
With Beamer and Hayes. So. A heated, well, a spirited conversation.
Yes. Gibord's second free throw is up and no good. Rebound by Leisure. 4 seconds and counting off to Hayes. Hayes gets a shot up at the buzzer, and it is no good. At the end of the third quarter, it is Sandusky 28, Brown City 23.
We'll be right back here on WBGV for our final frame.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Littler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fund Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fund Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fund Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Brown City opens up a possession, 28-23. 5-point lead here for Sandusky. Stolen away by Ranky right behind Olivia Parther, or right in front of her. Took her eyes off the defender. And with the steal, Miner with the long shot for two. Does not roll in. Rebound, Leisure. Picks it up for Brown City. 28-23. 7:28 to go in the game. Brown City with possession. They're down by five. Over to Olivia Parr. Parr to the right wing. Over to Leisure. Leisure by herself will take it up. And then Sandusky closed in, but that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Drive to that basket, and she'll start drawing fouls. And that was a reach of a foul.
The foul on Sandusky, number 11, Emma Minard. That is her first, team first here. Sends Leisure to the line for two free throws for the Green Devils.
Is this a rare free throw, or is this the first?
Yes, this is the first for the game for the Green Devils.
First one is a miss. 28-23. 7:16 to go. First free throw a miss by Leisure.
Second free throw up and no good for the Green Devils. Hayes with the rebound, puts it up and gets fouled.
Wow.
That'll send Chloe Hayes to the line for the Green Devils for two. The foul is on number 22, Lily Betts.
Two quick fouls here in the fourth quarter already for Sandusky.
That is Betts' third foul early in this fourth quarter. The first free throw up by Hayes is no good. Big free throws here in the late in the game. You've got to have them when they're a close possession game. The second free throw for Hayes is up and good.
There you go.
Cuts the Wolves lead down to four, 28-24.
7:11 to go here. Miner with the ball at the left wing. Cross-court pass to Ranky. Ranky into the paint. She is quadruple teamed. And right there, the steal and takeaway by Brown City. Feel a little bit of that pressure, but they were able to do some good ball handling and passing there. Olivia Parr with it. Knocked out of bounds by Sandusky's Ranky. Still Brown City ball. 6:53 to go, 28-24. You take those three free throws, add them on there, it's 28-27 if they were made. Loose ball underneath. Sandusky with the steal. Ranky passes it over to Grace Keyboard. She'll hold up and slow things down.
Again, then 50-50 ball. Sandusky's the first one on the floor to get that loose ball.
Minard underneath. And a reach, and it was a little bit of a Leisure moved her leg and stepped in front of her, and a little bit of a trip there.
The foul on the Green Devils, number 10, Leisure. That is her third, team first here in the fourth quarter.
I don't think Leisure's coming out of this game.
No.
At all so far. So coming in is number 15.
Jacobs in for Thorley here in, for the Green Devils.
From the baseline to the right corner to Keyboard. Keyboard, triple team will hold up. Over to Minard. Playing really good box defense, Brown City here.
Yes.
Throughout this third quarter and late in the second. Keyboard looking for Ranky right there. The defense at the right low block. Long shot, go for three. And that opens you up for the three. And that's why you got to have that one defender looking for that on the shift.
Emma Minard on that three-point shot for the Wolves.
6 minutes and 5 seconds in counting. It is 31-24.
A jump ball. Possession arrow goes to the Wolves here.
From the far side, no full court pressure here by the Green Devils.
Coach Burton will live with that shot attempt by Olivia Parr because she didn't second-guess herself. Yeah. She caught it, and she went right up with it.
Ranky over to Minard, who just made a three-point shot for Sandusky over to the right side. Ranky with it at the right corner now. Driving the basket up, and she is fouled, and the shot counts. Oh!
The foul is on number four for the Green Devils.
Chloe Hayes. That is her third, team second. The foul will send number 23, Caroline Rinke, to the free throw line for the and one here when we come back.
Timeout called. We'll be right back.
Wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these not through January 31st. Buy the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. Guess who won the 50-50?
Lene.
Your girl,
my friend. Girlfriend.
You're about to leave, too.
Yeah.
Go get some Chick-fil-A now.
The free throw up by Rinke is up and good. That lengthens the lead out to 10 for the Wolves here. 34-24 with 5:40 and counting in the fourth quarter.
Man, it was within four. Yeah. It was within three. 34-24, 10-point lead for Sandusky. Down the right lane, up for two. Yes! Number four drives to the basket. Right on the block. Chloe Hayes knocks it down, and she is fouled and getting ready for a three-point play for Brown City.
The foul is on number 11, Emma Minard. Her second, team third. The good basket sends Chloe Hayes to the line for one for the Green Devils. The free throw is up and good.
Ooh. You need those, and she got them. 34-27 now. Sandusky ball. Rinke with the dribble. Over to Kiner, left wing. Over to Minard up top. To Rinke at the right side. Three-point range. Keyboard overlook for three for the top of the point. Hits inside and pops out of the rim. Rebound, Chloe Hayes. Chloe Hayes double team. Loose ball. She saves it. Throws it over to Leisure for three for the right wing. Hits the rim. No good. Brown City. Leisure gets back to her own rebound. And three-point range on the left side. Back to Leisure. She hustles. That's a hustler, man.
She went from one side of the court to the other to get her own miss on that one.
Taryn Jacobs. Over to Beamer, to Olivia Parr at the point. Bounce pass to the high post, to Hayes. Hayes passes it off to Beamer. Beamer back over to Olivia Parr. Parr over to left corner, holds up, and she'll pass it off to Jacobs, to Leisure. Leisure looking for a pick. She almost had one there. Knocked loose by Grace Skiboard with a reach in. Four and a half to go in count. It's 34-27. Three possession lead. Hayes are underneath. Pass over to left corner for three. Beamer hits the rim. Put back by number 15. That's what you got to be ready. Yes. We haven't seen that all night, and that's the first time we've seen it tonight. Taryn Jacobs waiting for it on the other side for the putback. 34-29.
We've talked about that. The Green Devils had to get them offensive rebounds and get themselves in possession for that easy putback.
Jacobs with that shot in the middle of the paint. Ball's loose. Leisure picks up the rebound defensively.
Inadvertent whistle here by the officials. Oh. He thought he heard a timeout.
Okay.
Green Devils will take possession here under the basket.
I think he heard it in the crowd. Somebody's screaming it.
Coach Burton was yelling dribble out, and he thought he heard timeout.
Oh, okay. 34-29, 3:45 to go. Inbounds pass, Olivia Parr. Bounce over to Hayes. Hayes to the point, to the right side, the Beamer. Beamer over to Olivia Parr. At the right wing, back to the right corner, Beamer with it. It's a Parr. They're all too bunched up there. You got to spread it out. Parr with the ball, back over to Leisure. Leisure with it. She'll go to the right elbow. Over to the left side, the Beamer. Inside, and reach in foul. That pass intended for the sophomore as she draws the foul at the left low block.
The foul is on number 22, Lily Betts, for the Wolves. That will be the team's fourth.
Getting close here.
And Lily Betts' fourth as well.
Over to the left. Low block underneath, miss. Gets back her own rebound. Takes another shot, no good. Ball saved by Brown City. Beamer with it. And we have a hurt player. I think the elbow might have hit the nose there, so might have an injury timeout here, possibly. She'll get up there, Lily Betts. She says she's going to be okay. That's where you get hit in the nose.
Yes.
And it, you tear up, you get blinded for a moment. And it's very painful. It's like getting the shin, but on the nose shin there. No?
Yes, yep. Timeout on the floor. Sandusky calls it with 3:12 left. Sandusky up, 34-29.
We'll be right back here at 92.5.
Jenna, it's that time of the year where people are getting sick. And how many times have you been to one of our urgent care, rapid care clinics with your little kids?
Since school has started, 3 times.
And urgent care, rapid care, quick care, as we sort of call them throughout Aspire. Tell us the difference between that and an emergency department.
For those less or non-emergent needs, but you still need to be seen by a provider, whether if you can't get into your family practice, it's after hours, it's at night, it's on the weekend, these clinics offer that availability.
I'm having a heart attack.
Emergency department.
I got a cold, the flu. I think I have COVID.
Quick care, rapid care, urgent care, walk-in clinic.
I have a bummed up finger.
You could go there too.
You talked about some of the medical reasons. The other one is really a financial reason. You go into emergency department, it's a huge economic difference.
Something that I appreciate as a mom, there's a real physical person there to see you.
We have point of care testing for most things. A lot of them you can get an x-ray as well. We've got a location in Cairo, across from Walmart.
The Caro Rapid Care.
Then we have in Marlette.
Marlette Quick Care on the west side or behind the hospital.
And then we have Deckerville.
Deckerville Walk-In Clinic is on the main campus in the hospital in Deckerville.
And then
in Cass City at Hillsdale's, main campus of the hospital. For any non-life-threatening conditions, you should utilize one of Aspire Rural Health System's Rapid Care, Quick Care, Urgent Care clinics. To find out more, please visit AspireRHS.org. Aspire Rural Health System. Aspire for a healthier future.
Leisure with the missed shot underneath the basket. Sandusky gets a rebound and a foul committed by Brown City. Coming back, fighting for the ball.
The foul is on Hayes, her fourth, team third here.
Renke with it for Sandusky. Over to Betts to the right corner, Minard. After the miss shot by Leisure, Sandusky took possession underneath the basket.
Coach Burton telling her girls they've got to get up on them. Got to force Sandusky into pressure here. Got to get a 5-second count if you're the Green Devils.
2:18 to go. Lily Betts at the top of the point. It's 34-29. Sandusky leading with 2:10 to go in the game. Still with possession, Sandusky. Over to Renke. Oh, that was an opportunity for Hayes maybe to reach in and steal that ball because that's a high pass. You can try to steal that and reach in foul there by Beamer.
Yep. The foul on Beamer, her, the All Green right. Devils' fourth, her second. So the next free throw will be shooting fouls either way the rest of the game.
Kineff with it from the right sideline to throw it in on the inbounds pass over to Gray Skiboard. 2 minutes to go in the game and counting now. Gray Skiboard over to Lily Betts. Minard underneath. Got to look out for her. Open underneath and fight for the ball. Steal. Olivia Parr pushes and shoves Renke away. Oh, up for two. Yes. And it, Hayes almost lost the ball, but there was Leisure on the left side for two. It's 34-31.
And that is going to be it for Hayes. That'll be her fifth.
Got too close there. And that's that fifth foul as a team.
And that will send Renke to the line for two for the Wolves. But Coach Burton has 30 seconds here to replace Hayes, so she's going to take her time as a mini timeout here to try to ice the shooter.
Yeah, she should have waited a little bit.
Yes.
So coming in is number 20, Skylar Vincent on the free throw line.
For the Wolves, Caroline Renke on the line. Her first one is up and nothing but net.
35-31, 1:31 to go in the game.
Renke's second shot is up and nothing but net again.
All right, two possession lead
after the free throws by Renke. 36-31, 5-point lead. Leisure with the ball. She's got to get rid of it. We have a jump shot.
Ball. Possession arrow stays with Brown City here.
1:22 to go here. I think this is where Brown City's got to find a way to get to the paint, go for a shot, maybe draw a foul, unless Sandusky doesn't want a foul. So, Livia Park takes a shot for three. Nobody on the other side. Yes! Ball was picked up loose there by the sophomore, Jacobs. Still Brown City ball. Leisure with it. Over to Parr. Up top to Beamer. Beamer to the sophomore. Stole it away. Took her eyes off it. Steal by Kynef. On Jacobs. Miner all by herself. To the right low block. Misses a shot but draws a foul.
The foul is on number 15, Jacobs, for the Green Devils. That is her fourth. That will send Emma Miner to the line for two for the Wolves.
So, Coach Fear would say, just hit the glass and maybe force the foul. Get that fifth foul.
Minard's first shot is up and no good.
36-31, 55.9 seconds to go. Sandusky with a 5-point lead. Two possession lead.
The second one up by Minard is up and good. 37-31 with a minute left in the game. Leisure walks the ball up the court. Passes over to the right wing to Vincent. Into the corner to Beamer. To Parr in the lane. Up and good for two. Timeout Green Devils with the score. 37-33 with 42.7 seconds left in the game.
We'll be right back here in 92.5.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular, we're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb.
Welcome back. Timeout called by Brown City. Olivia Parr makes a two-point shot with 42.7 seconds to go. It's 37-33. Sandusky leads by four. And a full court pressure. Not much there. Down to 40 seconds left in the game. If Sandusky's fouled, they'll go to the line automatically. Miner with it. Over to Kynef. Over to Betts. Over to D-Board.
Got a foul if you're the Green Devils here. Too much time has went off the clock.
Under 30 seconds to go. D-Board with it. And right there, Beamer with Fowler.
Coach Burton was yelling for probably 15 seconds there for them to foul, and just the court awareness wasn't there for the Green Devils.
However, this is who you don't want on the free throw line.
Yes. The foul on number two is Beamer. That'll send Gibor to the line. Her first one is up and good.
Still a two-possession lead, however, two.
Gibor's second free throw is up and good.
Back-to-back free throws for D-Board.
Leisure with the ball, dribbles up the line. She shoots a three. It is off and out of bounds. Will be Sandusky ball with 14.7 on the clock.
39-33. Full court pressure now going to be applied here by Brown City. Leisure will go in. And
the foul on Leisure, that will send number 23, Caroline Rinke, to the line for two.
Now there's only so many fouls that Cindy will allow, and she makes these last two shots here. I know Sandusky is just going to let Brown City take the three or whatever, and time will run off the clock, you know, at least 2 or 3 seconds on that.
Rinke steps to the line for the first one. Ooh. It is up and good. Rattles that one home for the Wolves.
That is a three-possession lead, so that could do it right there.
Rinke with the second free throw. It is up and no good. Rebound, Vincent.
Ooh, that was, thought that was a foul right there, yeah, by Reinke. Wasn't called there. Loose ball goes out of bounds. Yeah, I saw
off the Green Devils. Wolves will take over. 6.1 seconds left. Gibord passes it into Reinke.
Down to 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and that will be your game. Right there.
The final score, Sandusky 41, Brown City 33.
All right, our post-game report come your way on WBGB. Brown City played tough. They made it a game. They got within three at one point, within four, but Sandusky pulling away with their free throws and some missed opportunities under the glass. But I think this was a really great growing point for Brown City. Teachable moments here on the floor in this game. This was the first meeting. Can't wait for the second meeting when they come
back.
We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5. 41-33 Sandusky Wolves defeating the Brown City Green Devils here on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back. Post-game report.
Nice to know that there's a place you can go for your favorite hot eats and cool treats at a price that won't break your budget. It's the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Right now, you can take advantage of the DQ's great $7 meal deals. Get the DQ's original cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and small sundae for just $7. Or a three-piece chicken strip basket, fries, soft drink, and small sundae, also $7. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. Call 810-648-3301. Order the DQ cake today.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
Are joint pain and injuries holding you back? At McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky, we're here to help you move forward stronger and pain-free. Dr. James Kosher, orthopedic surgeon at McKenzie Health System, has been delivering top-notch care for the community since 2012. For conditions like rotator cuff injuries, sports mishaps, ACL and meniscus tears, fractures, and more. From advanced non-surgical treatments to precise joint replacements, we've got you covered. And at McKenzie's hospital campus, we offer everything you need under one roof. X-rays, CT scans, MRI services, and lab testing, all close to home. Non-surgical appointments are available at McKenzie Orthopedics in Sandusky and at the Croswell Clinic, making it easier to fit expert care into your busy life. At McKenzie Orthopedics, your health isn't just a priority, it's personal. We're here to help you heal, move better, and get back to doing the things you love. Call 810-648-6113 today to schedule your appointment with Dr. James Kosher. Don't wait. Your journey to a pain-free life starts now.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month, or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
It's a new year and time for a new resolution. How about stronger connections? Start 2025 right with AVS Broadband, the Thumb's trusted internet provider. With AVS Broadband, you get greater capability for streaming, gaming, and everything you do online, more flexibility with plans designed for every lifestyle, and the added convenience of local friendly customer support that's always there when you need us. And now we're making it even easier to get connected. Sign up for any wireless internet plan by March 31st, 2025, and get free installation. That's right, free installation to kick off your year of seamless streaming and browsing. See what plans are available to you at avsbroadband.com/internet or call our helpful sales team at 888-282-4932. Don't wait. Start off 2025 with stronger connections from AVS Broadband. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through March 31st, 2025.
Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5. I'm just going to take you through the game first. Sandusky ran off to a big lead at one point. So it was 19-2 1:20 to go in the first period. Brown City scored their first 2 points by Leisure, 5-2 in the 6:47 mark. They got their second points, 19-4 with 1:09 to go. And that was what the young player, I do believe that was Thorley, Mady Thorley, the fifth quarter player, at the end of the first was 19-4. And that's where, yes. that's the difference in this game was that first quarter.
Yes. Sandusky was able to jump out, get what they wanted early, and then they were just able to command that rest of that, the rest three quarters.
Sandusky then was limited to just 4 points in that second period. 11 points scored by Bryan City in that second period, making it 23-15 at the half. That felt better going in to the half at that point. Now, the adjustments, again, they made the adjustments late in the second period, and it carried over to the third. They even got better there. They got within 3 points after a three-point shot, I do believe by Brown City's Olivia Parr at the 4:25 mark, made it 23-20. But then a couple fouls, because then they got into foul trouble with fifth fouls. Keyboard making some free throws at one point there. I think the majority of the shots for Sandusky in the second half were free throws.
Yeah.
We did see a three-point shot for Minard in the second half. But it was 28-23, still within reach. Other than the fact Sandusky pulled out to a 27-0 lead for the largest lead in that second period. Carrying over to the fourth period, again, Brown City just not giving up, chipping away. It was 28-24. Hayes made a free throw. Minard got that three-point shot, though, to make it 31-24, 6:11 mark. And then they pulled away to a 10-point lead. Ranky made a two-point, was fouled, made the three-point play. 30, but down 10 there, Brown City had a pretty consistent big plays there. Hayes, a two-point shot and fouled. I do believe Jacobs made a shot. Am I right?
Yes. Yep. She had a shot
Karen
in the
Jacobs,
quarter.
The sophomore.
The putback,
34-31. So there's a three-point lead down to one possession lead. Leisure made a two-point shot as well to make it 34-31. And then the free throws by Ranky. By then, that's where the fifth fouls came in. It was 35-31. And then the free throws came down. They got within reach again, but leading by two possession leads there, that was about as close as they get late 35-31 at the 1:31 mark. So,
yeah. You
know, just a little bit of inconsistent play in the final minute and a half there. You could hear Burton kind of a little frustrated, but. Hey, I mean, it was a good game. Fantastic game being down 19-2 and to come back within. When you fall 41-33, all those late points came with free throws. All right. Your post-game stats with Jeremy Burgess coming up. Again, 41-33, Sandusky gets the win in league play to remain undefeated at 12-0 overall. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with 5 locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Make wintertime fun with hot deals on the John Deere equipment that you need. Stop at your nearest Tri-County equipment location. Take advantage of great specials like these now through January 31st.
by the 2024 John Deere XUV 560E Western Hydraulic Straight Blade for the package price of $16,700. The 2024 XUV 590M model with roof, alloy wheels, and brush guard is reduced to $20,700. Take your choice of 0% financing for 36 months, 1.9% for 48 months, or 3.9% for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 60 months when you purchase the 54-inch John Deere snowblower package for $23,800. Remember, these special deals end Friday, January 31st at your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Tri-County.
Since 1895, we've taken great pride in our community support. This support is evident with a spirit shared with our area school sports teams. This is Sherry Black, branch manager of Fund Bank and Trust's Brown City office. It takes hard work and dedication to make a team successful. At Fund Bank and Trust, we have a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it's financing your farm or your business operation, helping you buy your first home or remodeling the one you're in, or securing a personal loan for your vehicle or vacation you've been dreaming about, Fund Bank and Trust has the winning team to make it happen. Did I mention that we offer secure checking, online banking, mobile banking, bill pay, and more? We invite you to stop in or call one of our offices to see what a local community bank with a winning team can do for you. With Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Post-game report here on WBGV. Pretty good game despite the score 41-33 within 3 points at one point for Brown City. And again, that was as close as they would get. Throughout the whole game, within three. 23-20 at one point. That was in the second period. And 34-31 with 1:31 to go in the fourth. And then, again, Sandusky had a lead 19-2 with 1:20 to go in the game. Great play here for Brown City, not giving up. Just got to clean up some things here.
Yep. The early quarter turnovers, that really killed them, set them back. Okay, so the scoring for the losing Green Devils, number 32, Maddie Thorley had two. Number 20, Skylar Vincent had two. Terry and Jacobs with two. Olivia Parr had five. Chloe Hayes had eight. And Harley Leisure had 14 for the Green Devils for a total of 33 points. The Green Devils were 2 of 5 from the free throw line.
Not bad. Didn't have many opportunities. No. To get to the line there. And Sandusky smartly stayed away from that fifth foul in that fourth quarter. Good win. Yep. Good win, Al. And Harley Leisure, that's with a capital L. It's not on Twitter. I was pointed out, and I'm sure he's not going to let this go, even on sports lines. So, yeah. You know, and Mike Gallagher said, this is a good Brown City team. If they can clean some things up here and there, they're going to come through. And this is going to be a scary team like they always are. I think they have the pieces. And the districts, when it comes to districts, this is going to be a threatening team.
Yeah, yeah.
They always seem to be like this. This is the type of season they've done this in the past. Although now the losing streak extends now. It has gone past the six-year mark, almost to date, as of yesterday. It's been 6 years since Brown City won. I gave that bulletin material to our Harley Leisure earlier to relay to Coach Burton. Okay. All right. So that's your leading scorers for the Brown City Green Devils. I thought, you know, they really just cleaned things up, you know, in the second period from here on. Just a few more things we got to see here.
Yeah, and the Green Devils got, they were hyped up in the first quarter. You could tell they were nervous.
Yeah.
And a lot of young players for the Green Devils, and you could just tell that nervous, anxious energy.
All right, we'll be right back. Your Sandusky leading scores. Again, 41-33 Sandusky over Brown City Girls. We'll be right back.
Thumb Cellular is kicking off 2025 with a deal you're not going to want to miss. Free phones are here. That's right. Select smartphones are absolutely free with a new line activation or upgrade on an unlimited plan. And that's not all. Every phone is discounted at Thumb Cellular. Thinking of trading in your old phone and upgrading to a new one? Now's the time. Right now at Thumb Cellular,
We're offering double trade-in values when you purchase a new smartphone. Plus, keep your phone screen safe throughout 2025 with a new screen protector from Thumb Cellular. Everyone gets half off all screen protectors, and they come with a lifetime warranty. But hurry, these deals won't last forever. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through March 31st, 2025. Stop in today and make 2025 the year you stay connected with Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the Thumb. Thumb Cellular.
McKenzie Health System is proud to announce the availability of the Advanced GE 1.5T Voyager MRI scanner to the Diagnostic Imaging Department. This state-of-the-art wide-bore scanner offers the latest technology for more accurate imaging and greater patient comfort. The wide-bore design provides more space and a less restrictive experience, accommodating a broader range of patients, including those who may feel anxious in traditional MRI machines. Our scanner delivers high-resolution images interpreted by expert radiologists, ensuring accurate results for your provider. Our MRI services include both contrast and non-contrast options tailored to meet your provider's orders, all delivered by our experienced, compassionate staff. Accessing this service is convenient with close parking and seamless entry through our outpatient services area. Schedule your MRI appointment today by calling 810-648-6110. McKenzie Health System, bringing cutting-edge technology and quality care close to home. Learn more at mckenziehealth.org/MRI.
It's nice to know that there's a place you can go for your favorite hot eats and cool treats at a price that won't break your budget. It's the DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky. Right now, you can take advantage of the DQ's great $7 meal deals. Get the DQ's original cheeseburger, fries, soft drink, and small sundae for just $7. Or a three-piece chicken strip basket, fries, soft drink, and small sundae, also $7. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10. Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11 p.m. Call 810-648-3301. Order the DQ cake today.
DQ. Happy tastes good.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a new Chevrolet Silverado for just $282 a month. Or you choose between a Chevy Blazer or Equinox. Just $290 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Hi, I'm Chris Graff.
And I'm Hank Graff.
And we're going to toot our own horn. It's a new year with some new deals to get you into a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
Drive off a Chevy Silverado for just $282 a month, a Chevy Trax for $262 a month, or a Chevy Trailblazer for $252 a month. $2,000 down plus upfronts. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for complete payment details.
New year, new deals, and a new ride at a Graff dealership near you.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. A long break there. Your winning team winning 41-33, but again, the Brown City Green Devil girls made it tough.
All right, the Sandusky Wolves girls stats, and it looks like we have a score correction on the scorebook. It says 40-33, so take that 1 point away here. 40-33, the final score for the Sandusky Wolves or the Brown City Green Devils. Sandusky leading 19-2 at one point in the first period, but Brown City came back, got within three twice, but never held a lead in this game. Your leading scores for the Sandusky Wolves were 14 points, Caroline Renke with 14 points. Second leading scorer, Grace Gibord with 12 points. Other scores, we had 6 points for Emma Miner. She had a three-point shot to really open the game late. And also 5 points for Lily Betts. 3 points for Maggie Kineff. That was a three-pointer back in the first quarter. Free throw shooting for the Sandusky Wolves, 11 of 18. Yes, you take those 11 points away. Closer game, and Brown City holds a lead. A key free throw shooting by Grace Gibord. She was 5 out of 7 for free throw shooting. 5 out of 7 free throws for Caroline Renke. Again, your leading scorers, Caroline Renke with 14 points, Grace Gibord with 12 points, and their free throws were key into getting this game. But they scored 19 points in the first quarter, 4 points in the second period, 5 points in the third period, and then 12 points. A lot of those are free throws in the fourth quarter as Brown City fell into foul trouble. So, yeah, there were two quarters, and I think Brown City played really improved game late in the second period, and it carried over. But Sandusky Wolves, as they do, well-coached team by Al DeMott, as they still remain undefeated at 12-0 overall. Brown City falls to 8-3 overall, two losses in league play. They have one league loss to Harbor Beach and now Sandusky. And I believe historically, Al DeMott, head coach of the Sandusky Wolf girls basketball team, just got his 850th win here tonight with a win over Brown City Green Devils. Fantastic. Also, congrats to Cindy Burton of Brown City once again. 251 wins. She got her 250th last week or a couple of weeks ago on January 9th with her win over Memphis in the Brown City team's win over Memphis 39-11 back on January 9th. For Cindy Burton to get her 250th win, she has 251 after beating Marlette last week 58-25. So congrats to both coaches. My partner Jeremy Burgess had noted that both coaches are the longest serving head coaches for girls basketball in our coverage area of Sand Lake Broadcasting. Again, congrats to Al DeMott, 850th win all time as a high school girls basketball coach with the Sandusky Wolves. Up next for the Brown City Green Devils, despite this loss, they play really well, play tough. They have their makeup game already scheduled against Ubley that was canceled yesterday. They'll be at Ubley on January 28th. They had postponed and canceled the Kingston game unless they plan on playing that later. And then they'll have Harbor Beach next week as well. That will be on Thursday. So this coming Tuesday, January 28th, Brown City is at Ubley, and then they'll host Harbor Beach on Thursday night. So another crack at Harbor Beach. They lost to them the first time, 37-17. For the Sandusky Wolf girls, they remain undefeated right now at 12-0. Up next for them, they have a league game at Memphis on Tuesday, and that's their only game of the week. They'll be at Harbor Beach again in a rematch on February 4th. And that will be on the road on Tuesday. And then they'll have Ubley coming up on February 11th. Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 FM. Again, officially, after looking at the scorebook, it was Sandusky Wolves over the Brown City Green Devils, 40-33. Thank you for tuning in on WBGV 92.5 FM. And don't forget to tune in to Sportsline, a recap of all these games this week. On Tuesday, Thumb Sportsline on WMIC 95.3 FM and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. And for the latest updates in our scores at the end of the night, our weekly lists put up on our website sports section or check our news front page on our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Check at sandlakebroadcasting.com or go to the daily news section. You'll see the sports section when you push that arrow and click that and you'll see our list of games in our coverage area, the Big Thumb Conference and the Blue Water Area Conference. I'm Eddie Ferry, and for my colleague Jeremy Burgess, we are checking out of here for today. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll be back here tomorrow night once again at Brown City for high school boys basketball action. The Sandusky Wolves boys team at the Brown City Green Devils. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 24th. Tune in on 92.5 and streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Thank you for tuning in to Sand Lake Broadcasting Sports here on WBGV 92.5.